Welcome, everyone. Thank you. We start with a small introduction to have a bit of context about Jubaco. I'm Mathieu Gauthier. I'm a freelance developer, and I'm working. My main client is a QX project, and for there, I'm the lead developer of LibZim. What is QX? QX is a project to provide content where internet is not there. And the question we try to answer, and we have answered, is how to distribute static website. And for example, if you don't know all Wikipedia in English, it's 95 gigabytes and it's 6.5 billion articles and media. And to do that, we use the ZIM format. It's an archive format for web content. And content is partially compressed, so you can compress textual content or not compress images or videos. And you can do a random access without initial decompression, so you can access the content inside your archive directly. It works well and pretty efficient, but there is a few flaws within the design, and the archive is really tied to web content and to QX. And you cannot add another metadata. So the question I try to answer is, could we reuse the ZIM format, the good idea of the ZIM format, and do better and more generic? So here is Jubaco. Jubaco is a Japanese name for the bento boxes, and it's small boxes you can compose the way you want, depending on your needs. And Jubaco is a new format, independent of QX project, and this is a good idea of ZIM format, but generic. And Jubaco is a meta container. It told you how to store things, but it's up to you to decide what do you want to store and how do you want to organize them. And there is a reference library written in Rust. The feature of Jubaco, it's mainly read-only archive or mainly read-only. This is selective compression, so you can compress the content or not. No initial decompression needed, and you can do random access on the archive. It's configurable, so you can decide which property you want on the entries. There is an extension system, so your user can download an archive, and they can download extra content to